Catching up with some of our Dream Team athletes on Regional Radio 47. Dream Team athletes and one of the 47, Luke Mannion of the Central Rebels, makes it onto the Dream Team. Luke, you had a pretty stellar season, Defensive Conference Player of the Year. You guys, a deep run into the postseason. Now you make it onto the Dream Team. So what's that like to say, Luke Mannion, Dream Team athlete?
It's awesome. I was really proud of the season we had this year. It was a great time. You'd obviously like to win a couple more games, but it was a good time. I thought we played pretty well for the most part all season, so.
You know, I would say that you guys played pretty well, but you in particular, there were a couple of games I watched, and coming from the safety position, you were coming downhill like you were launched out of a rocket. It was unbelievable some of the times. Who do you mirror your play after as a safety? Anybody? It was very Cam Chancellor.
I like to throw it back a little bit, probably like a Brian Dawkins a little bit. I like to make a big hit every now and then, you know what I mean? But it's just, I like to, I mean, you know what I'm saying, just trying to get downhill as much as I can, help out the linebackers, help with some outside support on the run and whatnot.
So this year, you get the Dream Team acknowledgement, but tell me about looking at your season. Is there a certain moment or a certain play you can look back and say, I'm going to remember that one forever?
It had probably the play against the Sykeson, yeah, where I lost my helmet. That was a great play. It was a good play. That kid was a stud. It was just a big hit. It was just a memorable moment, losing your helmet and whatnot and making a tackle.
What was it like to be a part of the Central football team and all the success that you guys have had over several years and basically your whole entire career there? What's it been like to be a part of a winning team?
Oh, it's amazing. The coaches, the players around there, the community, it's just an amazing experience to play for Parkett for Central. It was just awesome. Coach Fies, Coach Jones. Growing up, I grew up with a lot of the kids that I played with. It was awesome to play with everyone. It was amazing. It's awesome to win and whatnot too, but just the relationships that you make with the guys, the coaches, it was awesome.
You know, that seems like it. When I talk to the guys from Central football, it sounds like there's a good deal of Coach Schweiss's, I guess the word I have to use is swagger, that trickles down into you guys. Is there just a certain confidence that you play with as a Central Rebel?
Oh, yeah, Coach Fleiss, Coach Young, you know that their game plan is going to be 100%. You know, they're going to be right. They're all amazing coaches. You can play with confidence knowing that they know exactly what they're doing, and you can play with confidence. The players around you know what they're doing, and it was just you play with 100% confidence knowing that if you do your job, that it's going to work.
I want to read off some defensive stats to you, and you tell me if you think they're pretty good. Let's say 64 solo tackles, 91 total tackles, 2 interceptions, fumble forced, and a fumble recovered. Pretty good year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
it's your stat line, brother. It was a great year. So who were some of the guys next to you on the team? Because I know when you have that football environment, you're back there in the secondary. Who were some of the guys that you kind of looked to and had that the no verbal communication? Who were the guys that you leaned on that football team?
Oh, Will Hopkins. Will Hopkins was back there. He was the other safety for us. He's a sophomore. He's an amazing athlete, incredible dude. We're really close friends. We just clicked, I felt like, all season. And then Jake Glenn, he's our linebacker. I mean, I felt like our entire defense was just clicking for the most part all season. Will Hopkins in particular, though, dude was amazing.
Was he one of the guys that you kind of maybe took under your wing a little bit and kind of showed him how to play? Because you guys were very similar playing in that secondary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I helped him with everything I could. He's a phenomenal athlete, and I tried to, you know what I mean? He knows what he's doing, but I tried to show him the ropes as much as I could. He's a phenomenal athlete. He played exactly like I did. I felt like he's awesome.
So what's next for you, man? What's in store for the rest of your senior year?
Well, just hope we have a good baseball season, I guess.
I say it was a pretty solid year last year. I think you guys are in position to maybe look a little bit better than a year ago, so you got to feel good about that.
Yeah. I think we can play some pretty good ball this year.
Right on. Luke, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to or anything you want to mention that maybe I haven't yet?
I want to thank my pop, always supporting me. Thank my mom, Coach Jones, Coach B, Coach Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, our entire team. It's not, you know what I mean, it's a team sport. Can't do it by yourself. So team was awesome.
Good deal. That's Luke Mannion, one of our dream team of football players from the Central Rebels. Luke, I appreciate you giving us a shout, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.